this day is very important. The commission has been spearheading the national, preparations for, commemorating this day. So it's happening today at we have a conference. A celebration at Mlungushi International Conference, the KK wing. This is starting at 13 hours. Of course, participation is by invitation, and we'll be graced by the presence of the president. So we have all the stakeholders coming there. So this is very important for people to know that this day actually, it is a day that is the last day when you talk about, I think we've been talking about 16 days of activism against gender-based violence.
Today's the last day, right?
Today's the last day of that. So you have two things happening. There's the Human Rights Day, which is a culmination of all the activism, if you like, the campaigning, the awareness campaign that will be taking place, from 25 November to today. And I think there's something very important, when you look at the two, especially when you look at the theme, because the theme for the 16 days activism has been unite against the violence against the girls and women, I think, on online digital violence.
Mm.
And then we are talking about human rights are essential, these are our daily essentials. So I was just giving an example that we have this right to access the internet, to access information on the internet. Our lives are literally online. We are living in the digital space, on the digital space. So now, when we have things that hinder, hamper, or actually affect people's rights in terms of freely navigating the digital space, we get concerned. And I think this is why one issue that has been flagged off is the issue of violence. The violence in terms of, the harassment, the attack, the bullying, the cyberbullying. You talk about stalking, all those things that affect the women. You find that everyone wants to be on that digital space. But when they are targeted at vulnerable groups, especially girls, you've got, the women. Definitely we need to do something. There's need for protection. And I think this is why it's important, because it's an essential. Everyone must have that right, must access it. We should make it a reality for everybody. So how does it become essential if some people are being prevented from exercising those rights because there are people that are irresponsibly, using the internet to attack others, to harass others, to bully others. So that's why it is important that we need to raise awareness against those, bad, use of internet or online space, so that we are all responsible, and then we make it safe. We make it, a free space for everyone to participate. Yeah, most of the time, the girls, the women, even the persons with disabilities, have had difficulties to freely exercise their right to access information or even expression via the digital platforms.
Mr. Malumbi, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Phoenix Breakfast.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
We'll be joined by Manager for Human Rights Advocacy from the Human Rights Commission of Zambia, Mr. Simon Malumbi, right here on the Phoenix Breakfast with Stanbic. We have the news at 8 coming up next.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now on with 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Saliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
The headlines. Three political parties confirm participation in the Chawama by-election. State House says no submissions received on Bill 7 concerns. In global news, Trump touts upbeat message on economy as Americans feel the pinch. presents the news. I'm Lucivilo Gondwe. Three political parties have so far shown interest in contesting the Chawama parliamentary by-election. These include the New Congress Party, the National Democratic Party, and the ruling UPND. With details in this report.
Following the declaration of the Chawama seat vacant by Speaker of the National Assembly and the subsequent setting of the by-election date by the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, various political parties have started positioning themselves to contest for the seat. So far, three political parties, namely New Congress Party, National Democratic Congress, and the ruling UPND, have shown interest to participate in the forthcoming by-election. New Congress Party NCP President Peter Chanda has disclosed that so far, the party has received three applications.
Is the popular political party. We are very confident. I believe the Zambian people, especially here in Osaka, they are very eager for change.
Elvis Nkandu is deputy UPND spokesperson and expressed confidence of winning the seat, citing a number of various developmental projects that the governing party is undertaking countrywide.
We still believe that they still have that confidence in us because of a lot of things that we have done to change the lives of our people.
And National Democratic Congress President Savoy Imboira says the party will also contest in the by-election and is due to hold a meeting this Thursday to discuss its participation. Meanwhile, some Chawama residents are calling for a selfless member of parliament who will prioritize their needs and bring development in the area.
Political parties should adopt leaders who are accessible, responsive, and also committed to the community.
Because Chawama is a constituency. It has got just a newly built secondary school, just one, and it is not completed yet.
The non-governmental gender organizations coordinating council, NGOCC, has appealed to political parties to adopt female candidates for the forthcoming Chawama parliamentary by-elections. NGOCC Executive Director Anna Anamela says adopting female candidates is crucial to maintaining women's representation in parliament, which currently stands at the mere 13%.
The fact that we've lost one reduces our proportion in parliament, so I hope political parties will facilitate that by adopting female.
The Chawama by-election is slated for January 15, 2026. For Phoenix News, Cecilia Ziambo reporting.
State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka has revealed that no submissions were received by the deadline of December 7, 2025 regarding clauses in Bill 7 deemed harmful to democracy and development. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Hamasaka says the window for individuals, political parties and organizations to submit allegedly problematic clauses closed without any input. He has advised critics to instead make their submissions to the select committee sitting at the National Assembly. Mr. Hamasaka has emphasized that stakeholders opposing the bill should reflect their true intentions rather than attacking the president without basis. State House issued a three-day ultimatum on Thursday, 4th December 2025, giving stakeholders until Sunday, 7th December 2025, to forward clauses they believed posed a danger to democracy and development in the bill.
We had given them up to Sunday. We haven't received anything. We haven't received any to point out. We haven't received anything concrete pointing out what they find as offensive to democracy in the drafts in the view. Yes, indeed, they had all these opportunities in the windows. Even now, they still have an opportunity. I think in Parliament, they still have the Executive Committee. They can also lobby their members of Parliament something like that. So they still have an opportunity.
ActionAid Country Director Fides Tembatemba has urged government to ensure the relaunched Cash for Work program, now covering all 116 districts, is smoothly operationalized compared with the previous scheme that covered only 87 districts. In an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Tembatemba says the program is crucial given Zambia's high poverty levels, as it will create employment for vulnerable groups, and advise that women be prioritized. Ms. Tembatemba has welcomed assurances from government that teething problems have been addressed, but warns that close monitoring is